Ultimately, everything works if there's Krishna consciousness. And even if the management isn't very professional, everything goes on very nicely if people are Krishna. I'm not saying that if we're Krishna conscious, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have system. We should try to manage in as best a manner as possible. But I've seen, just like Tribhuvanath Prabhu, who's a very greatly loved devotee, passed away just, 2 years ago. So, I mean, he didn't have any management schemes. He joined when I think he was 14 years old. He was an orphan from Dublin, and he didn't have any education or anything. And he was literally a street boy. He was living on the streets, and he came over to London. And he, as soon as he saw the devotees, he wanted to join. I mean, he's completely a devotee from last life. And they didn't let him in the beginning. He had to sleep out. He just slept out. On outside the temple, on the street, and so then they let him in, and within about 2 weeks or something, he was actually managing the temple. He didn't have the post of temple president, but he was doing so many services and organizing, and not by, you do this, but he was so enthusiastic to serve. And then the responsibilities naturally fell onto him, and he took it up in such a pleasing manner that everyone was very happy to cooperate with him, and no one could say no to him because he was so charming. Maybe in about 1 month or two months. Actually, managing the temple in those days was very easy because there was the morning program, the evening program, and midday prasad. And the rest of the time, everyone was out chanting Hare Krishna in the streets. That was the program. And then once a week, they'd go to the and pick up all the vegetables from the market. And they didn't have any money, so there's no money to fight over or manage. And that was it. So his management was, getting everyone to clean up the temple and get prasad and served, and then out on the street. They'd go up, the very place temple was at one end of Oxford Street, so they'd chant up to the other end, which is, how long is Oxford Street? About 2 miles or something. Up to one end, and then they'd cross the street and come back the other end. And then they'd come for midday prasad, and then they'd go out again, up one side and back the other side. Then they'd come back for the evening arati and class, and then and then up the next morning, and that was it. And on Sunday they'd have a feast. And that was it. So then he organized his festivals program, and I mean it was he was actually very organized, but not in what you'd call a professional way. But just it all came from his character. We can't imitate that, of course. That's why we have to have management systems, because he was a charismatic leader. But in the best of ways. And when we say charismatic leader, we usually think of someone who's putting on a show to exploit people. But he was actually, by his just tremendous Krishna consciousness, he carried everyone along. And he mostly, the devotee, I mean, they wouldn't be very happy if I said this, but mostly he attracted all the kind of, all kind of wild and wonderful kind of devotees to come and serve him. Not that he didn't think of serving, but to help him in his service. All the ones that no one else could engage, and he engaged them all. So all the difficult types, or the wild types, and like that. So we can't imitate that, but that's just to demonstrate the point that the real leadership comes from Krishna consciousness. And we need systems also, and it's good to have people who are good in management, but real leadership means Krishna consciousness. Everything else follows from that.